रोज एक कहानी, मॉरल स्टोरीज फॉर किड्स इन इंग्लिश।
द ब्लू जैकल। Once upon a time, there was a jackal in the forest close to a city. There were many other jackals who belonged to the same pack, but some of them moved around together and some had left the forest. But this particular jackal was more adventurous and often roamed alone into the village in search of food. He had already tasted the wonderful things the human beings were fond of cooking and went to look for some whenever he could. It was not an easy thing to do. He knew that the human beings would attack him if he were to get caught. The city was full of dogs and the jackal was afraid of them. They were surely going to kill him or hurt him bad if they ever managed to catch him. But he was too greedy for food, and so he went to the city again and again. One day, just as he was about to enter a big house, he heard the sound of loud barking. He saw a group of dogs running towards the house. They were looking fierce, and the jackal started trembling in fear. He ran willy-nilly and fell inside a tub of blue dye. The dogs missed him and ran the other way. By the time the jackal climbed out of the tub, he was dyed blue from head to toe. He looked really strange and totally unlike any other animal. The jackal was very happy. "No one will be able to recognize me now," he told himself. "I can easily fool everyone in the forest." And the jackal was quite right. When he entered the forest once again, everyone was surprised to see such a strange animal. They had never seen any animal of that color before. "Who are you?" the smaller animals asked him. "Where have you come from?" asked the mighty lion with a frown. "Did anyone send you?" asked the fierce tiger, giving him a keen look. "The king of heaven sent me to look after you," said the blue jackal in a grand voice. "I'll be your king from now on." "But I have always been the king of the forest," protested the mighty lion. "All that must change now, as I am the king," said the blue jackal, enjoying himself. "All of you must serve me and do exactly as I tell you." "What if we don't?" asked the tiger. "Then king of heaven will destroy the entire forest and all of you," said the blue jackal. The animals did not dare to say anything more. "What would you like us to do?" they asked the blue jackal. "Bring me lots of food to start with," said the blue jackal promptly. "I'm hungry and can't take care of you unless I'm properly fed." The animals rushed off in different directions. They took care to bring whatever they could find and offered the best of everything to the blue jackal. The jackal was happy and had his stomach full. Needless to say, there was more than enough food that he could eat. "Now all of you can eat up the rest of the food," he said. "But mind you, you must bring me fresh food every day." The animals promised to serve him faithfully. He assigned special duties to all the animals but banished the pack of jackals from the forest because he was afraid they might recognize him someday. The blue jackal had a wonderful time after that. He did not need to step out of the forest or risk confronting the dogs. He now got the best of everything without doing anything at all. But one day, something unexpected happened. The banished pack of jackals was roaming just outside the forest and howled together loudly. The blue jackal forgot himself and joining in the howling just as he used to do before. The other animals heard this and stared at him incredulously. Here was their mighty blue king howling just like a jackal. So he was a jackal after all and not a strange creature sent from heaven. He had merely colored himself somehow and had been fooling us all these days. Fooling the lion king, the fierce tiger, and mighty elephant? Well, we were not going to be fooled any longer. They fell upon the blue jackal and killed him before he could explain or protest. And that was the end of the Blue Jackal's reign as king. Moral of the story is, those who cheat others always get in trouble. As you sow, so shall you reap.